You're listening to the ELT Chat Podcast, Uncut.
Okay, so I'm sat here on the balcony of one of the most amazing locations I've ever been for a conference, and I'm in Assini in Brazil, which is in Salvador, where we've been at a conference for the last 2 days. And I've sat with Bruno and Rachel, who are both big Twitter people, take part in ELT Chat and Brazilian ELT Chat. And I'll just ask them to, first of all, introduce themselves so the listeners know who they are.
So, hello, I'm Bruno. I'm originally from Rio de Janeiro. I've been teaching for almost 10 years now. And as Sean, I'm a geek. I'm a techie savvy teacher. Love computers and technology.
Well, nice. Hello, everybody. My name is Raquel. I've been a teacher for the last 17 years. I'm also based in Rio, and I also like Twit.
So we're coming to the end of the conference. Just tell people what the conference is and why we're here, because there's over 400 of us here in Salvador this weekend. So why were we here?
Yeah, this has been a very nice conference so far. It's actually a conference for culturas inglesas from the north and northeast of Brazil, but we jumped in and we decided to come so that we could learn with these people, with these amazing people. And I've been to great sessions so far, and apart from this location, which is amazing.
And the theme this year is humanizing the four skills, which I think is quite important. And I attended some sessions and talks, and everybody, we were mentioned this in our sessions, and people, I think they are having here lots of food for thought.
I would agree, lots of food for thought. Would you agree that the two, for me, the two themes that have come out of this conference in regards of humanizing have actually been making students stress less by using dogma and or technology? They seem to be the two things that I've heard the most.
Yeah,
is it the same? Or?
Yeah. Also, the thing about not following the course book, which is, which tends to get close to the dogma perspective. I've heard a lot about that, so that we can develop more our students' skills, not following the book. I've heard someone saying that following the book is not following the learner, which is something that's going to stick in my mind from this conference.
Yeah, because the classes are not book-centered. They are learning-centered. And this is what we are discussing here. How can we engage our students into learning? And those words such as dogma and technology, maybe they have been used in a way that people don't know what they really are.
All three of us have spoken this weekend. In fact, Bruno has just finished three back-to-back sessions, so he's actually sat here looking quite tired at the moment. But we've all sort of spoken from a technological point of view. Obviously, the last session that you've just done, which was a fascinating discussion, was about the ELT chat and the Brazilian ELT chat. So could you just tell people what Brazilian ELT chat is and how it differs from ELT chat and how it came about and who's involved and what happens?
Yeah, we have this internal joke that we call we are cousins from ELT chat, because it all started with ELT chat. We used to participate in ELT chat, and we saw that the Brazilian scenario is quite unique. There are some features that are truly different. Our community is different. Our practices are different, and we wanted to get people to share about this, to share this thing among themselves, and hopefully improve their professional development. And the difference is that we carried it on in Portuguese. We want to gather the more people as possible so that everyone can be comfortable and enjoy and participate and share.
Yeah. So how did it start? When did it start?
Oh, it started last April, yeah, the first chat, and it happens every other Thursday nowadays at 10 p.m. Brazilian time here. And now we have participants from all over Brazil, which is quite interesting because they can talk about different scenarios inside the same country.
And it is a huge country. I've realized that flying around it this week so far. And are there great differences in the teaching styles?
Yes, especially in terms of conditions, because they don't have this technological stuff, all this like the e-board, the computer in class. Sometimes they don't even have the chalk, the piece of chalk to teach.
Yes. Okay. If we were mentioning about the public sector, there's quite a huge difference about the private sector and the public sector. We get all kinds of help, of support, and teachers from the public sector, they have to struggle in classes, huge classes, mixed abilities and mixed levels.
So who takes part more in BRELT chat then? Is it the public sector, or is it the private schools, or the culturas, or is it a mix?
Yeah, unfortunately, so far, mostly private sector teachers. But our aim is to get close to this public sector
but
teachers.
But some of them, they teach both in institutes and public schools, so they could kind of spread the word and invite the other teachers to join us.
So you two started it, or there are four or five moderators?
There are five moderators. Myself, Raquel, Valeria França, Henrik from Brasilia, and Cecilia Lemos from Recife.
And what I understood from your talk today, and what I knew about the chat anyway, it models itself quite similar to ELT chat. There's a blog, you vote, and whatever. So could you just tell people where the blog is and how they can get involved if they want to?
Our weblog site is breltchat.wordpress.com, and it happens quite similar to ELT chat. We ask for suggestions, people suggest for topics, we get them the six most relevant suggestions, and we put it on a poll, and then we run it for the voting.
Okay, and you say it takes place every other Thursday. Every Thursday, and of course it's in Portuguese.
It's in Portuguese.
And what advantage do you think doing it in Portuguese has brought to the chat?
Teachers will feel more comfortable, and our purpose is to discuss the practice, not to practice English. So we thought that if it were in English, they would not be courageous enough to take part in it. So this is why we've chosen to have it in Portuguese.
Yeah, what Raquel said is really important, because we aimed at discuss the practice, not practice the language.
Okay. And so, thank you very much for your thoughts and talking to me. And I hope to see you again in another stunning location for another conference.
We will.
Thank you.
Thank you.